It's almost discovering what is already there, right? It's putting a name to what's already there, because if you're already doing it,
yeah,
and you're getting to a point where you're beginning to consciously understand,
yes,
you're really just making what's invisible visible to you,
right?
Which gives you a tool to use that you couldn't wield as effectively when it was invisible,
right? Because it was, you just didn't completely know, like, how many of those movies are there, right? Like, the person doesn't know, right? Ultimately, we have everything we need.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 4 of the NFR Cycling Podcast. Today, we've got Rob with us again. In the past few episodes, we've been kind of talking about technical things, and Rob actually posted something through his Next Level piece that sparked the idea for this podcast, which was motivation versus purpose. And we've had some conversations about friends or colleagues that through the environment right now with COVID and other things, events are falling off the calendar, and people are struggling with doing some of the things that maybe seemed a little bit easier when they had these events to look forward to or things to plan for. So I thought it would be a good time to bring this more on the mental and maybe even cultural aspect of what NFR leans towards when we say doing the work. And that is a conversation about defining your why, what your why means to you, not only on the bike, but just kind of in life. And we'll kind of start that conversation off with the motivation versus purpose. So Rob, why don't you go ahead and go into some of the details of that video and what you talked about in regards to motivation versus purpose and how they kind of interact with each other.
Okay, cool. Yeah, a common question I get from a lot of folks is, myself being a cyclist for 25 plus years, is how have I maintained the motivation? You know, how do I stay motivated to do that? Because that's one of the biggest questions I get. You know, if someone drops off training, having a hard time, like, dude, I'm just not motivated, or I fell off, or whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. And so in the search to kind of make that more clear, what I really started to realize, like, well, it's not motivation that is keeping me on doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily, it's the first thing people see when they become derailed and they fall short. What actually keeps me on the bike or keeps people on track is knowing purpose. So purpose is essentially your why. It is who you want to become. What do you want to experience? Let's keep it restricted to the bike. What do you want to accomplish with on the bike? That's your purpose. That's your why. Like your aspirational kind of identity, you know? And then that motivation is a short-term accelerant. So mm-hmm. It might be a short reward. I'm going to, you know, participate in something or be able to get or experience something. Those are those little accelerants. So, like, example, right now, COVID stuff, folks are like, dude, the races are done. I can't group train. I can't whatever. I don't have that motivation. And in a lot of cases, what's going on is that is correct. They do not have that immediate motivation, but they are completely unaware of their actual purpose. And so that's, you got to identify the why. Why do you do it? Because it requires, in difficult times, sometimes health, the pandemic thing going on, that you pivot and reposition slightly, and it might not be exactly set up on your purpose, but you need to align it as close as possible.
Yeah, the interesting, as you're talking about it, what I'm kind of putting into my head is the thing about purpose is that North Star or kind of immutable thing that you're headed towards. And then motivation is kind of like a feeling or an emotion, right? Like, when you're motivated, you feel good about doing what you're doing. And purpose will get you to do things even when you don't feel good doing them, because it aligns to it. So To go with your accelerant piece, you can have purpose. Motivation will accelerate kind of towards that purpose and get you to do those actions that align towards your purpose. We also talked a little bit about, as we were getting ready for this episode, that as you're getting into fitness or you're getting into cycling in the beginning, there's a reason somewhere that you're doing that. And there's a reason somewhere that when your ass hurts after being on the seat for the first half hour that you've ever been on a bike, or, you know, the first time you try to climb a hill and you're breathing, you're huffing and puffing like nobody's business, that you get back on and do it again.
Right.
But you may not have consciously thought about, why or the purpose for that. So part of what we want to talk about today is to take, that unconscious why and try to think consciously about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Yes.
So when we have events like, hopefully this is the last pandemic we get for at least a little bit, right? But when we have events that are going to take us off for a little bit, whether it's a surgery or whether it's an illness or whatever, that we're still connected to our purpose. We understand what that purpose is, and we can still do activities towards that purpose, right? Like, so if you're recovering from surgery, you may not be on the bike, but you may be doing some other restorative therapy that gets you more aligned with your purpose later on, which will get you on the bike later or something like that.
Right. Right.
So riffing off of that idea, let's talk a little bit about how life events can impact what's going on. Like, let's dig into a little bit on how COVID's affecting things. You know, obviously it's taking events off the table, but then also we can talk a little bit about like different medical reasons or whichever, whether it's a surgery that takes you off, or whether it's some kind of illness or chronic illness. We can talk a little bit about how to do that. And then after we, then let's wrap up with some tools and tips on how to get to your why if you're not consciously kind of at that spot yet.
I like that. Does that sound good? I think that's super good. Yeah. Come away with something usable.
All right, cool. So you had some notes on COVID and what's going on there and some insight from people that I think you've talked to. You want to riff on that for a little bit?
Yeah, I think, as a coach, I'm always getting questions. You know, I've been helping folks with indoor power training, keep going, keep the performance levels bumping up. But as this thing has extended to go long term, right? Longer than anybody has expected. Like, people start admitting like, dude, I've been off the bike a little bit. I'm just not motivated. I'm just like, you know, what the hell, man? How are you still posting these numbers and what's motivating you to do that? You know, how do I do that? And, so again, it was helping people to realize the why. You know, let's remove the motivation thing, you know, to go have that experience at the True Grit Epic, which is cool, and you come together for this shared experience, and like, right. Fuck, that's super motivating to get out there, right? And you're gonna just do what you gotta do, man, to do it. But the step below that, you know, is the why. Why is it, you know, there's a reason for that, you know. And like we talked about, it could get a little bit,
it's intimidating, right?
It's intimidating. Yes. Yeah. But I think it's weird because you're trying to initially, it's weird because we're just taught to share and be cool and be helpful and not ever really to put yourself first. Right. It only seems like very recently with this, the newest generation folks coming into the workforce, you know, like we're trying to have these things there, right? Where you're trying to like, it's okay to put yourself first, not in a super hurtful, selfish way, but to know yourself, right? Yeah. What that purpose is, so then you can help other people.
Yeah, it's that idea that in order to be okay for someone else is you have to be okay for yourself, right?
Yeah. Like
if you consider yourself the foundation, if the foundation's weak, then you can't really support anybody else with that. So
there you go.
You need that. You need to be of self before you need to be of self before you can be of someone else.
Right.
So when you start talking about your purpose for some of this, maybe some of why it feels uncomfortable or imitating or intimidating, is that it really is like a selfish kind of thing, but not in a bad way, right? Like it's focused on you, and it should be, because it's what's going to drive you forward later on.
Yes, it's what's going to drive you forward, and it's also what's going to attract and repel people to and from you, right? Like what we're doing here as well, you know, it's do the work, you know, no free rides. It's a polarizing beacon, you know, so that you know, just like you were talking last week about the Suffer Fest, you know, it's like, dude, the name says. And, you know, I think it's important because, again, you're going to find yourself when you're thinking about your purpose, although it may be a little intimidating or you think it maybe it's a little selfish first, but it's going to be more gratifying. And then again, the other piece is the more you get on that purpose, which gets clearer and it can kind of evolve over the course of time, is there's only one Eric P. Hansen, Robert S. Tejeda, and we can do things the way we can do things the way no others can.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so big on this, on the why, on the purpose, because if you could get that, dude, that's how things start being born. Yep. NFR, dude. Yeah, all this.
The word selfish is just kind of got a negative connotation in a lot of ways, which is a bummer. But like, so this is very selfish and very personal, right? Like my why is going to be different than yours.
Yeah.
If I try to latch onto your why for what I'm doing, that's going to fail at some point. It's going to stop. Like, it's just not going to work.
Right.
So being conscious of what you're doing and why.
Yes.
Is a very personal thing and needs to be if you want it. Because again, I said it before we started recording. Motivation is kind of, it's kind of bullshit, right? Like if what we're trying to do, if we only do what we want to do when we want to do it and it feels good, things get hard enough that we're not going to push through when we have to push through if we want to get to that next level or if we're doing the work, right? So the purpose is what drives you when motivation isn't there.
Yeah, and I think you hit a good thing earlier, right? Like, so, like, what did you say? Like, and this is what I've been getting from folks lately. Like, so what's up? I'm like, dude, just don't feel like training and I'm having a hard time like motivating up. And so that's the thing, right? Your feelings, which are your emotions, right? Those are the words of you, how you feel. Mm-hmm. Those things come and go just like clouds, right? If you don't like the feeling you're having right now, hang out for a little bit. Another one's going to come along.
Yeah.
That is how that is. So that's why I try to take that to that step low, you know, down below the deep still water, right? Into the why, under the purpose. Because, as you said, when we run into adversity, difficulty, and that there's no, you can't rely on that fleeting, like, I need to feel so happy. I need to feel light. It's like, dude, that's not there right now. It's snowing in Boston or whatever's happening. You're like, bro, you know, you're telling me about these rides in 40 freaking degrees you're doing. I'm like, shit, man, you know, but.
Yeah, maybe motivation isn't bullshit, but motivation's a luxury, right? Like motivation makes it a little easier to do.
Well, like I said, it's an accelerant. So not completely bullshit, but I think the thing is you don't rely on motivation to get you where you ultimately want to go. Mm. So who was it? Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if we begin with the end in mind, that's that picture of what the end looks like. That's your purpose.
Yeah.
That's your why. So that is the thing that we strive for through adversity, difficulty, whatever's happening. And then you'll find those times where they say when people are just hopeless and shit ain't gonna get better, I'm depressed or whatever's happening. Well, why are you doing what you do? I don't know. There's no purpose. There's no meaning that you're right. Lost. You're like a rudderless ship, you know?
Yeah, you just went with Stephen Covey, and I'm gonna throw another Stephen at us. It's a great book. I want to talk more about it at some point, but Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield is another one where, you know, it's talking about sitting down and doing the work, whether you're motivated or not, right? Like a pro shows up, whether you're trying to be a pro at work or you're trying to be a pro on the bike, they're going to show up whether they're motivated or not, because that's how you get the work done.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, all good between those two guys and what we're saying, right? Don't wait to feel like you want to do it, because you just may be waiting a long goddamn time and it may just never come about. So
And there's a whole conversation to be had about how motivation can be kind of self-generating, where like maybe you're doing something where you're not motivated to start with, but as you get into it, the motivation kind of comes back in because you're feeling better, which means in my mind that you're aligning to that purpose.
Yeah.
And your mind and body know that you're doing something towards that purpose, and the motivation trickles in because of that, because you're basically doing what you're doing what your soul is telling you to do.
Right.
Which is going to be way too touchy-feely for a lot of people here, but it's true. Like it's that flow state. It's those pieces. And I know we're going to get into how you define your why, but just so I don't forget it, that's one of the ways you can start to identify what subconsciously your purpose is, because you know those times when you feel that way.
Yeah.
You know those times that maybe, I mean, so I've got these stories about, you know, cross-country practice in high school. And I remember there were days where I was like, man, I don't want to go do this. I don't want to go do this. But every time I would go anyway, because it's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted sub 5 minute miles. Every time I went, which was every time, I immediately felt better when I started doing what I needed to be there and do, because I was aligning with what my soul was, or what my purpose was. So if I backtrack from that feeling like, man, every time I go and do this, I feel good. What's causing that? What's going on when that's happening? How does that align with other things that I'm doing when I feel that way? And that might be a way to help net out purpose and make why a little less scary.
Yeah, I think it definitely, it stacks on top of it. Like, what would you say? It just feels right, right? When you are on purpose, you know it. It's like a super stable feeling, despite what, like, you know, when it's adversity ahead of you, or when you're in the midst of it, because you know, and we've each been through some stuff as you're, you know, we both have had and are dealing with things, but when you know that purpose, it's like, okay, you can be grateful for the incremental microscopic frickin' progress, because it's still on your purpose. It's just not coming at your own timeline, as opposed to like, I want to be super stoked up. And you know, it's like, dude, it just can't, it's not there right now. The motivational pieces aren't gonna, they're not enough to sustain you. It burns bright, but it don't last long, and it's not sustaining.
Yeah. So that's just, again, using the burning bright and fuel analogy, like there's just more fuel to the fire to make sure that you think consciously about your purpose.
Yes.
And your why.
Yes.
So as you have the work presented in front of you to do, whatever that is, whether it's cycling or whether it's some other thing in life that you're working towards, that you've got the ability to push through when you don't have that accelerant to keep going towards what you want to get done.
Right.
That we had notes here to talk a little bit about the scope and breadth of your why. I think we actually touched on that a little bit in this conversation. Yeah. So maybe we move past that. I just want to, I guess, highlight the fact that while we're talking specifically about your why in regards to cycling or fitness, that this applies to all kind of aspects of your life in terms of, I mean, even this, as Rob mentioned earlier, that this podcast exists because of a why. And I know that some of the things that Rob has done on the web and some of his content is driven by a why. So it really is, you know, if you want to get something done and you want to do the work, and sometimes when you don't want to do the work, the why is a thing we need.
Yeah.
So let's jump into then, if we've kind of highlighted the fact that we need this purpose and this why to do things, what are some tips that we can provide to help people define and consciously understand and think about their why?
Well, when folks, I start off with folks, it's the first thing, you know, I've in the level of importance in the way I've broke down training, is it all starts with the mental, and then it's the physical training before, you know, and then it's nutrition, then it's equipment, in that order, mental being the most. So that's where I start with folks that I start working with. I'm like, we're going to hit up with this, the mental piece. And to start that mental piece, the most important is your why, your vision, your purpose. Mm-hmm. And so what I ask folks to do is just go through this process of, why do you ride your bike? Well, I want to feel good. Why do you, you know, we go through the why. You just keep asking why to get to essentially that root why. The root answer to that is damn near pretty close to the purpose. And where I've started with some folks were just like, dude, I just want to feel good and enjoy my life, turned into like, man, I want to be a vehicle. It was like a more of a religious based sharing that he wanted to do. And I was like, whoa, what a trip, man. So it took a little turn, and some other guys had some things about just being self-sufficient. You know, it was going even beyond the bike, that they knew they would know they could just always be able to count on themselves. So we're all going to start with question one, you know, why do we ride? That's where everyone starts. And then, you know, based off of that answer, you know, whether it's to feel good or to hang with my buddies, why do you want to feel good? Why do you want to hang with your buddies? And it's going to keep changing and getting more individual from there. And it's usually not many more than, you know, 4 to 5 whys. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty trippy thing to see, man, because I've taken multiple people through it, like I said, and they're like, wow, that's kind of, you know, if you can put into words why you ride, that means those words can then become this picture, like a vision, like I call it, right? And then when you have that picture or that vision, who you want to be, dude, it's like, it doesn't matter whether it's COVID or a hernia or health issues. It's like, dude, this is me, man. This is like,
yeah. And that's why it has to be selfish. Yes. And it has to be personal.
Yes.
And they don't, I mean, if you don't want to share your why with anybody else, don't share it with anybody else, right? Like, there's no judgment.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
But just consciously keep in your space,
right,
the driver for all of what you're doing.
Yeah.
That why and that purpose. So you're recommending an exercise where half your brain pretends it's a 5-year-old and just keeps asking why. Because the first answer is going to be fairly surface.
Right.
And you just need to kind of keep digging to get to a root.
Right. That is it. It's not complex, and it is a little bit kind of sometimes like, man, is this right?
So how do you start to net out whether you're at that root or not?
I think you find, and like I've seen with the interviews that I've done with folks and back and forth, you know, on some of the video things, are like, dude, that's just ultimately, that's it. Like, it's a feeling. And so it's weird. You know, we come back to this feel of, like, what were you saying? Touchy-feely earlier. But, you know, just something's right, man. It just feels like, man, it's like, it's like clarity maybe is the best thing, right? It's like you're personally very clear. And that's what I got. Like I said, the one guy that wanted to, like, man, I want to do like some Christian based stuff through the bike as a vehicle to show. I was like, whoa, man, what a trip. Like that it went that route. Or the other guy that was like, man, I never want to feel abandoned again. And you know, I want to feel capable and like I could take care of myself. I was like, wow, that's crazy, right? That came out of like, that's why I ride. It's like, whoa, man. You know, I'm riding to help people. That's why I ride and do all these little things, you know, through my process. But it's a feeling that comes along with it is the one thing that I can say. And it just feels like you. You get closer to, like you said, sometimes we do things like don't tag along, don't just participate. You know, like I love climbing. You love climbing. You know, do I want to be, we'll just use, but, you know, time trialing or doing just freaking some gravity downhill ride. And it's like, nah, dude, that's not my thing. But I dig just like spiraling up that mountain, right? Like me and you, rain and snow, whatever, as high as I can go. Just, but it's very personal, right? How many times do we talk to these like, dude, you guys like that? I freaking hate climbing, man. That shit sucks. But that's cool. That's fine, dude. You could do your other thing. And if that feels right, right? It's like,
yeah,
I don't need to do any of the other types of riding. Or, hey, Rob, you do so good there. You should do triathlon. I'm like, no, I'm good, dude. That's like, you're right. I would do okay. It lines up well with capabilities, but that's not on my purpose. It's not, I'm not looking to do that. So it really is, if you're asking for what is the indicator, it's like you'll feel it. And then in the interview stuff that I've done, like, man, the energy changes from the person. It's like a, you know, like, yeah, maybe this, maybe like, well, dude, well, I really, you know, I'm just like, whoa, like the energy changes. Like, it's like,
yeah,
kind of fired up.
You know, I think that there's this phrase in design where it's like making the invisible visible. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's worth, I don't know if this is right. This may end up getting cut out or not, but like, it's almost discovering what is already there, right? It is putting a name to what's already there, because if you're already doing it,
yeah,
and you're getting to a point where you're beginning to consciously understand,
yes,
you're really just making what's invisible visible to you,
right?
Which gives you a tool to use that you couldn't wield as effectively when it was invisible,
right? Because it was, you just didn't completely know, like, how many of those movies are there, right? Like, the person doesn't know, right? Ultimately, we have right. everything we need. You are mm-hmm. complete as you are.
Right.
But it's through these processes of digging deeper, deeper, yeah. deeper.
So that's where I agree with you, where it's like you'll know it when you get to yes. it, because it's this feeling, yes. because it's already there. Yeah. Your purpose is already yeah. there. You just don't know it yet. And because, or you can't, it doesn't have a label and you can't identify it yet. But once it has that label and you can identify it, you can wield it as a tool to push through when there isn't the motivation.
So let me say like this. So again, like you say, wield it like a tool. I think of the way as it is. Yeah, you are your purpose. So you don't even need to go that extrinsic, right? That much. Mm-hmm. The more that you just, you are your purpose. That is it. I mean, that is, you are it. So it doesn't matter what else happens, because you can't be diminished, destroyed, put off. It's like.
Well, but it's inside you. Right? Like, you may not know what it is yet because you haven't consciously thought yes. about it, which is, again, it's like that, whether or not you get in that flow state versus when you don't. Right. And then again, because the self-reflection and digging your purpose out tends to feel like a selfish activity. Mm-hmm. And depending on who, I know I said I wasn't going to get into this part, but depending on who your partner is or you're living with, your purpose may be ultimately not aligned with their purpose at all. Yeah. And depending on where you are in that relationship and in that construct, you may be giving up on what that purpose is. And it's much easier to give up on it if you haven't identified it and done the work to consciously identify, oh, yeah, this is why I do this
right.
shit.
Right. Because, yeah, maybe like you said, if you're using the analogy of a relationship, you're just like, God, I'm just not getting.
Oh, it wasn't an analogy. It
right. Happen, right. But, you know, if you're just like, it's no longer as motivationally fulfilling. Right. I'm not getting those boosts, that accelerant feeling, those short highs. Right. Like you said, if it was unidentified and unexpressed, you know, so, yeah, it's powerful stuff, man. I mean.
Yeah, we are getting super touchy-feely.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I think it's important. So I didn't get into the structured part where I say, like, you know, what's your purpose? What's my
right,
purpose?
Right, right.
But it's become more important over the past few years because of because some of the illness things that I've come up against. And my purpose now is I ride to stay alive.
Right.
The past few procedures I've been in, surgeries I've had, I've been explicitly told that if you weren't in the shape that you're in and your lungs were not as healthy as they are, you probably wouldn't have come out of that. So I throw my leg over my bike because I believe the next time I have to do that, that's going to keep me alive.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get any deeper than that for me. I mean, it's hard to find a deeper root than that for, I think, anybody, but understanding and knowing that makes it possible or whatever when I'm having trouble breathing someday and I really don't want to get on the trainer. I really don't, like, I have to, because I believe
yes
that that's what's going to keep me alive the next time something happens.
You have to, so. Because you have to stay on purpose, right? That is that So you hit it right there, man. That's exactly right. It's so folks know too, right? That purpose can change over time, and it will. It'll evolve, you know. And I know in future stuff, you know, you'll rap a little bit more about that. That's a whole nother cast here that you'll be rapping about that kind of stuff. But,
yeah. And purposes do change. I mean, 4 years ago, it was very different, right? Like my purpose wasn't aligned with mortality.
Right.
It was aligned with performance.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's a powerful thing, man. You know, I flipped over my bars last year at the final race of the season. I thought I freaking cracked my fucking skull, busted up my shoulder pretty bad. You know, months and months and months of barely being able to move. But why? You know, okay, I'm going to stay on this little bit. And then, like you said, it doesn't get much deeper like that. Then, dude, I'm riding to stay alive and that, you know, and to fight for this quality of life, right? So like you said, you're on the East Coast, and sometimes you're telling me, how goddamn cold was it? Holy stuff, right? But dude, right? If it's 30 whatever degrees you said it was that day, and now that's your purpose, it's like, oh yeah, bro, that's rideable. And I'm going to do this because here's why I'm right. This is my why. So
yeah,
right there, man, that's a great example. You're not like, you don't feel like going out in 30 some odd degree freaking weather, man, but it's like you must, right? It's like,
yeah,
express that purpose.
And to go through that like five why exercise, right? Like the first time you ask me why, I might be like, because I love being on my bike.
Yeah.
And you know, well, why do you love being on your bike? Because it, you know, makes me feel alive and active. And it's like, well, why do you want to feel alive? Well, because like being alive is kind of cool. Like it's better than the alternative. So I actually don't know how that worked, because the first question, now it's so clear, right? Like that snap has happened.
It is like you said, once you know, and I had taken notes, which I don't have anymore, but when I was literally just interviewing these guys, you know, as I was starting the very first launch of the next level on the private group. And they're like, huh? I was like, yeah, dude, I'm going to do this. We're going to do all this stuff. I believe it all starts with the why, because everybody runs into some hard shit. And if you know what your why is, it doesn't matter what it is, man. You're just going to keep going, because the people that don't know that, they fall off. You know, and then when they know it, and they're even just way substantially closer, it's such a bigger help, and it takes so much more adversity to knock them off, you know?
Yep.
So good stuff, man.
Yep. So do the five whys, or the six or the three, or whatever it takes to get to that point where you start to feel it.
Yeah.
And then you'll have that tool, to use to drive you forward and doing the work, for whatever goal you're reaching for.
Or an ability, like I said. I like to think about it like an ability. It's innate. It's in you. It's you. It's like now you can express that ability. I'm picky on the words, man, because sometimes people say, what if I lose my tool? And it's like, dude, you can never lose yourself, right? You have certain, like you said, and they may change over the course of time, right, as you're experiencing, but you have that. So
yeah, and I think because it does change over time, right? Like, and with events that happen again, whether it's health or whether it's a global pandemic or what,
right?
It's probably, again, it's about conscious thought. It's about being present and conscious with who you are and what you're doing. That there's maybe like you do FTP tests every 12 weeks to understand where you are fitness wise. I think it's smart to check in on purpose and maybe ask those whys again, recalibrate yourself on what you're trying to do, and the why behind it. Just again, being conscious about why you're doing what you're doing, and just being conscious of it.
Being conscious. And then I'll add one more little bit is so that you can, if you're conscious of it, if you're aware, you're able to be deliberate. If you're deliberate, way more efficient, man, way more effective. Cause you're aware and moving towards that in some way. So that's, you know, like I said, you don't got to go the fastest, just be deliberate, you know, in what you do.
I think that What I want to say something about the five whys not being too intimidating. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to drive to.
I think that so, and not to be intimidating, it's just like you're trying to get to this why, then you just take getting to your why one step at a time, whether it's three or five. So again, it's very small. And it could take one time, you know, one day or a course of days, because you might have to sit on it. It's
yeah. So I think, again, just to circle around the five whys and trying to generate down to that purpose, it may take, if you sit down and you don't get to it in 15 minutes, that's okay. Totally. Like it's going to take a little bit to do that. And I think I mentioned the Sufferfest app and they've got their mental stuff. And one of their first things is, the same thing, like start with your why. So they ask you to turn off the recording and take 15 minutes and, or some time frame like that. Right. I don't, and maybe they even say take as long as you want, but I don't remember doing that. Cause I remember just being over it and wanting to get to whatever the next step was. Give yourself some grace and time to figure this out. So if it takes a couple sessions of writing things down, of taking the dogs for a walk and mowing it over, be conscious of it, but give yourself some time and some grace. It may not happen in a 15-minute scribble session, you know.
It won't, and that was, I'm saying I was doing this with folks on a FaceTime, but it was a homework assignment, and they were given a few days. And all with the exception of one out of maybe freaking 14, it was multiple days, man. When I was like, hey, man, this is like, I was like, whoa, cool, okay, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. So it was, you know, it was a little bit, and I would just keep coming back with why. So,
all right, sweet man. So what we've been really bad at in a couple of these episodes is self-promotion. And I think that that we need to give a shout out to the Next Level's website and your stuff. So people make sure to go check your things out. So is that, what is that your, I should know that, I have it memorized, but
no
I don't.
Worries, dude.
I have it bookmarked, man. I don't remember
right,
anything.
Just like phone contacts.
I don't know your phone number either, yeah.
TheNextLevel.bike.
TheNextLevel.bike. So everyone, go check out Rob at TheNextLevel.bike. Again, for NFR, it's NFRcycling.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter. Both of those are at NFRcycling. And then, you know, subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes and most other podcast services and aggregators. Your favorite app should find it. And do us a favor and share it. Yeah. Let people know about it and give us some reviews. If you found this episode helpful or not helpful or have comments in general, shoot us an email at podcast@nfrcycling.com. Let us know what worked and didn't. And we'll fix it. This is this content's for you to become better at doing what you're doing and doing the work. So we want to make it valuable and useful for you.
For sure.
All right. Thanks for joining again, man. This was it might have been touchy feely, but it was good. I like it. It's you know, given kind of the stuff that we've done in the past few episodes, we've riffed on personal stuff and it's been fun. But like you know, people can go find out how much Sufferfest is per month anywhere. On the website or whatever, and this is very different. So, I dig
it. Dude. Thanks for having me, man. This is all good.
It won't be the last time.
Right.
We have that figured out. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Until we talk again, keep doing the work.